Good Saturday evening. Welcome to another edition of Sideline Junkies Saturday Night WrestleManiacs. Special, a little later than normal. But we got to get this in, man. Night one of WrestleMania 40 is done. And we got to give our thoughts on it. So joining tonight is none other than the man himself. Our cigar aficionado, the connoisseur of Rise, the Nubian Sumo. Down below.
Greetings, stations, peoples.
Down below is a special friend of the show. You normally see him on Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, but he said, I'm going to jump in this thing on Saturday. So, if you will.
So this is the Prince of Peace, the bringer of rain, the man that brings the pain. I am the Midnight Rider. There's nobody better. There's no significant strider. I am the peace that is within. So I am Ben. Also goes by the Midnight Rider, baby. Let's go.
See, he brung himself in. So I mean, hey, and of course it's me, the big guy KG. We'll be joined by the People's Choice Don Rodriguez coming up shortly. Down in the comments already, we got Raj in the building. Sup, familiar? What's going on, brother? Yeah, already jumping into it. I can't believe Grayson Waller is a champion. Man, overall, before we jump into go match by match, overall, what was your thoughts for night one?
Sumo?
Night one came off pretty good. You know, it was pretty much what I expected it to be. The main event, which we'll get to, kind of started a little slow for me. There were some people who were in some of their matches that were, for some reason, seemed a little off. But being the day outside in 40, high 40, 50 degree weather with the wind blowing at 15 miles an hour, you know, it's probably a hard situation to deal with. So, you know, I got to give them a pass on that. But I will say one thing, and I got to give this person their flowers right now. There are a lot of pundits within the wrestling industry that say that a woman should not be a ring announcer. But I'm going to tell you something.
Samantha
Irwin is that bitch. she is good at what she does, and I got to give her props for what she did tonight. I mean, she carried the whole night tonight. Usually when they do SmackDown matches, they do the SmackDown announcers and they kind of switch out, whatever. She carried the whole night tonight and she did an excellent job. Excellent. So kudos to you, sister girl.
I will say this. I don't like that because it hides the Midnight Rider. So we got to bring it in a little tighter. But I will say this, she put on a show, and she did Howard Finkel justice, because when I heard this match is set for one fall, I was like, that's all I needed right there. That's all I needed.
The only bad thing was the crowd didn't, like, jump into it and give the one fall echo. Like, that's that. If they had done that, that would have set tonight into a place of like infinity and beyond.
Well, that's on the WWE, because when they were doing that, they kind of frowned upon it. So, you know, and they would tell the announcers to just go ahead and kind of rush through them doing that. So they kind of discourage people from doing that in WWE. But you got other companies that still do that.
But WWE
frowns on it.
But with last night having Paul Heyman, and I think that's something that we need to talk to also, but Paul Heyman going in last night, the fact that the indelible imprint that ECW has put on wrestling, and what we can't get away from, we can't steer away from what it is and what they did.
Well, that's true. That is true.
Like, our crowd interaction is solely based off of the fact that ECW existed.
Ross says Samantha Beast. I agree. Xavier, this is some bull.
The only bull it is Brahma Bull.
And don't acknowledge the tribal chief. Before we get, we'll get into the Hall of Fame. Let's get into these results real quick. First match of the night, Rhea Ripley took down Becky Lynch. And that one going across, where we at? Across the board, myself, the Nubian Sumo, and the People's Choice Don Rodriguez all had Rhea. Grades on that match?
I give it an A. It was a good match. It was a great match to start things off with. Let's put it that way. They did their jobs. They did what they were supposed to do. It was good.
I totally agree. Like, tonight was moments where the ladies kind of took their moment, got the show started the right way. They did what they had to do. I think they set the house on fire, and then the rest of the night just took the rest of it by storm.
Did you just do a wardrobe change?
What you mean, man?
Hold on, man. Wait, I mean, traditionally, hold on, time out. Before we get too deep into this, Nubian Sumo, I give you the floor. Yes. What are you drinking? What you smoking tonight?
Funny you should ask. Because tonight we're on the theme tonight. The Nubian Sumo tonight is being powered by the American Rebel Moonsault. Mm. Now, you recognize a picture on there?
Yes, I do. That seems like an American nightmare.
This is a cigar that is put out by Cody Rhodes and Frankie Kazarian. As you can see, well, it's covered up. The band covers Cody's name, but then you got Cody on one side and you got Kaz on the other. Got the American Nightmare symbol on there. This American Rebel is a product of Cody Rhodes. So this is his own cigar line. And this is the Maduro leaf that he puts out. It's a 60 by 50 that he calls the Moon Salt. The Moon Salt. So and this is a very good stick. If you're a full body person, this is the stick for you. And since Cody has gotten, as we talked about last week, since they got the sponsorship that they talked about from Wheatley Vodka, and y'all saw the bus the new bus, since the first bus got burned down a couple of nights ago. Then they did the wrapping on Cody's bus. And you know, I would have gotten some Wheatley Vodka. I have access to some, but as you know, I don't drink clear liquor. I don't drink vodka. Mm. But I do drink the makers of Wheatley Vodka. which is Buffalo Trace. Buffalo Trace makes the Wheatley vodka. So out of their distillery in Kentucky. So got me a little Buffalo Trace. And we're going with this tonight.
And Rod say that's a good stick you got there.
He should know. He doesn't smoke them over here. I've had these for about 2 weeks waiting on them today.
So back to the first match. I think that was really good. I didn't expect that to be your first match, but it was pretty good. Man, I kind of really looked at it and was like, yeah, Rhea's on. She got a rocket strapped to her back.
Yeah, totally and agree.
She's going to go all the way to the top.
And I think that the fact, the way they made Becky look in losing and taking the hits that she took was important tonight.
Agreed. And she was under the weather. So
hard time.
Yeah.
I love how they put that out.
Yeah.
Hard time.
Yeah, she had strep throat for the past week, apparently.
Sad point.
Yeah,
I used to drink white liquor.
I used to do a lot of things. When you're a child, you do childish things, you speak as a child, you think as a child, but you grow up and not do childish things anymore.
So,
yeah, or however the Bible version.
I never knew nobody to go from drinking white to drinking brown. It was always go from brown to white. Never knew. I knew.
In the words of Stone Cold Steve Austin, I am a different breed of cat.
Rod say whatever, Bama.
Hey, calm your ass down over there, boy.
Next up, you had Grayson Waller and Austin Theory win the SmackDown Tag Championships, and Awesome Truth, which is R-Truth, and The Miz win the Raw Tag Team Championships. That was epic. What did you fellas think about that?
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead. Be my guest.
No, sir. This is your show.
Yeah, but you're my guest, so go ahead.
Okay, I appreciate that. For the great people of the Midnight Rider Nation, we believe that was a great way. I thought that the Waller Nation or whatever they called, I thought them winning the titles early set the stage for us knowing that there's a split. And I think it tells a story about tomorrow also, that at some point tomorrow, there's going to be a cash-in. And it has to be a cash-in. If it's not tomorrow, then it's Monday. But we have to cash in for Damian Priest to win a title or get the title. And if I'm wrong, I know the soothsayers will tell me. So go ahead, Sumo.
I figured that there was going to be a title split as soon as they put this caveat in,
right?
For SmackDown Friday, or Monday actually. They actually announced it Monday, but they've been talking about doing a split for a minute now, and this was just an interesting way of getting it done. I knew they were going to take the belts off of Judgment Day, you know, to open up for the cash in, like you said. So, yeah, I agree with you there. I'm thinking that deal will happen tomorrow, especially since the main event happened the way it happened. That's pretty much setting it up for tomorrow. A lot of things up for tomorrow. But I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that I chose one of the teams, and my cohorts that did the picks didn't choose either one of the teams, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, though.
If you let me get to that.
So Sumo, excuse me. I'm sorry. Sumo.
Mm-hmm.
Who did you pick?
I picked the awesome truth to win it all. Because the caveat hadn't come in about the splitting of the titles yet. So we were still under the assumption it was going to be a unified title that was going to be up for grabs. But go ahead, sir. Your question.
I'm saying, if there was someone to like actually be accurate in their prediction of the tag team titles, there would be one person on the show that was accurate in picking this, right? And I don't want to say. I'm sorry. I don't want to say who, but who was the person that was accurate in that statement?
You know, being that they put, I know there's going to be some drama here in a little bit when it comes to, you know, the caveat. And I did bring the question to the group once the announcement was made, but nothing was said. So I'm thinking that the person, whoever that was, that picked the awesome truth, that the intelligent person that was, could possibly get that praise for getting that particular match correct. Yeah.
So there were other people in the group that lived a lie, but somehow you found a awesome truth to make this work.
And I know it's killing them at this time. See what I did there? It's killing them that they didn't pick the one that I picked, but you know.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. Number one, are you done patting yourself on the back because you're going to get a shoulder injury? Number two, are you done worshiping at the foot of Nubian Sumo?
I wasn't worshiping. I'm just giving my Douglas out.
If I'm going to do the full Barry Horowitz, you know, I'm going
to. As I was saying,
it's only my time.
The People's Choice Don Rodriguez picked the Judgment Day. Nubian Sumo picked Awesome Truth. Myself, I picked the New Day. The Nubian Sumo has picked up a win with said match. Raj says, yep, splitting the belts was a good move. James King chimes in. What was the injury that made the ref step in?
I think it was gosh, I don't even remember now. I was thinking about Seth Rollins, but no, I don't remember what happened in the. I think it was somebody from DIY. Yeah, I think one of them got hurt.
Gosh. I mean, the spots that they took in that match, I had to say that was a potential for match of the night, and to look at that. I seen somebody get DDT through a table, splashed on a ladder, thrown through a ladder. Just absolutely beautiful match. But I was absolutely happy to see Miz and R-Truth win the belts. That was Miz's first win. I'm sorry, that was R-Truth's first win at WrestleMania. So I enjoyed that. Next up, we didn't have this one picked, but Rey Mysterio and Andrade, formerly known as Andrade Cien Almas, defeated Santos Escobar and Dominique Mysterio. I got my feelings about this whole match. What did you fellas think? Starting with the Sumo, go to the Midnight Ride, and I'll finish it up.
I thought the match was all right until the end. I mean, what was the point? I mean, I understand you want to try to include some Philadelphia into your into at least one of the matches, but come on. I guess of all the matches that they could have done it with, that one would have been the most likely. But you could have had them in the audience and showed them just like you did all the black rappers. All the black folks and all the black rappers that you had on the front row that you decided to big up, you know, all through the show. So, I mean, you know, you could have thrown them into the mix just like you do any other time. But for some reason, a Kelce had to make it into a match at WrestleMania. Not the right one.
No, one of them. That's no, the one that got Philadelphia right in the palm of his hand.
It's the right
one. You want ratings. You want to bring Taylor Swift in. You got the wrong one.
No, I can do without Taylor Swift.
No, you know, you brought the right one in because it's Jason Kelce. He took his shirt off. He did every Kelce thing he could do. And actually, I thought this was the right match for them to do it because this match had no there was like nothing to it. It was like it felt like the match was thrown together at the last minute. So this was the perfect opportunity.
Well, it kind of was that Andrade was a last minute replacement for Dragon Lee, who wasn't cleared to wrestle.
But I also thought this might have been the moment where maybe Carlito turns on Mysterio, you know, and becomes a part of the other faction. But that didn't happen. So the best secondary action from that was to bring, and I knew the second they jumped the guardrail, I knew it was Lane Johnson and Jason Kelce. Like, there was no surprise for me. And I thought this was the right moment for it because it had no bearing on anything significant.
Jumping back a match. James King said the ref, she stopped Priest from going up on the ladder.
Yeah, that was very evident. Like, she tapped his leg like 3 times.
Mm. Yeah, she was trying to, because that ladder was messed up. You saw how it was rocking.
It was wobbling.
That match was that ladder was messed up. So Nick, because when Miz went up it. You know, at on the other side, you know, you could see it was compromised. So, yeah, she was probably trying to keep her from going up, and he was like, "Bump that! I'm going up here anyway."
Yeah,
because we got a spot. Because we got a spot. So, and it's I get it. No title implications. Like I said, of all the matches that could have happened, that they could have did the run in on. Or included them in, that was the only one that they could have done it. So I get it.
Right.
My point is, why? You know? I mean, you don't have to have a run-in on – you don't have to have a run-in just because you got some kind of celebrity. I mean, there are plenty of celebrities out there that you could have used – in the different places during WrestleMania, you chose not to.
But this is Jason's town.
Yeah, okay, I get it. Like I said, I'm conceding to the fact that this was the only match that could have happened in. Happened. I don't, you know, whatever. So I still don't agree with it though.
I call this my bathroom break match.
Right.
Sorry. This is
right. This is your kickoff.
Read the newspaper.
Of all the matches tonight, that this was the bathroom break match. It was.
So nobody else goes to the bathroom. James King said, "Man, Dom been running in all career. He got his comeuppance." I can agree with that. He got outside of his first match when he got the kendo stick and he paid his dues outside of that. But yeah, he got it tonight. Next match, main event, Jay defeated Jimmy Uso Super Kick Party, brother versus brother. Start with the sumo.
I'm surprised we did not see Solo tonight at all. I was waiting for at least one family member to show up during that match. And I thought it would be Solo at some point. But Solo didn't even show up tonight. He took a night off. So I'm like, wow. I thought that was real interesting. But the match in itself was good. I mean, you had that part in the middle where they were kind of mimicking each other, you know, doing I'm your brother, I'm your twin, you know. I can do anything you can do, I can do better type thing. You know, I found that interesting, you know. But for Jay to go over made sense to me. The match was good. Match went over very well. I hope that they're happy with it, you know, because this is what they wanted. You know, they've always wanted a WrestleMania match with each other, against each other. So I just hope it turned out the way that they wanted it.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think I don't know if the whole Super Kick thing wasn't like an homage or a smack in the face to AEW and the no? You shaking your head already?
No, it was. It was. Yeah, they've been doing that.
They've been doing that for the longest.
No, but yeah. you know it is. The Young Guns.
The Young Bucks.
Young Bucks. Yeah. And the whole Super Kick thing. I thought that was maybe a kick or a thing to make some things happen. But I thought overall the match was great. And I thought the match went the way it was supposed to, because it gave you the mirror of twins facing each other and going through something. And then I thought that the right twin, the only one with any kind of momentum and the yeet movement was important at that point in time.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was good. Yeah. It was all right.
James King says, great psychological during the match, better wrestler won.
Yep. Totally agree with James.
He also says, Young Bucks.
Young Bucks. Yeah. Yep. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said Young Guns. I think I was thinking about the cowboy movie. I apologize.
Great movie.
Now you're thinking about Martin Billy.
Okay.
They call themselves Guns.
Yep.
The thing is, I was expecting it to be a Super Kick Party, and I wasn't disappointed. So
right.
We picked this one. This was Jay all the way across the board, so we all got that one right. This next match, which in my opinion, my humble opinion, was match of the night. Damage Control lost to who we aptly named here on the Sideline Junkies last week. We aptly named Black Girl Magic of Jay Cargill, Naomi, and Bianca Belair. Jay Cargill came in that thing house on fire. But more importantly, can I get to the yams? Sweet, sweet yams.
Come on, man. Let's be professionals. Like we are journalists. We are podcasters. Like let's keep this above the hips for this segment.
Man, Bob Dad, the Lord, but he know what I want. Jesus. Lord have mercy.
Overall, and we're going to switch the order around. Overall, Midnight Rider, you give it up first. Nubian Subo, there you go. How would you rate this match?
Wait, time out. So am I going off the yams, or am I going off the actual match?
We're going off the actual match. I
think the only part that they messed up was Like, I think they didn't allow damage control enough in the match. Like, because they you've been building them up so much for so long that you got to give them a little bit more. And we knew the hot tags were coming. Like, we knew the hot tag to Bianca. We knew the hot tag to Jade Cargill was
coming.
I'm sorry. But we got the sacrificial lamb in Naomi to take the early stuff in the early part of the match. So I just thought that as a whole, the match was okay. And we got to the point where we're supposed to be. That's all I can say.
Sumo?
I thought the match was a good match. Like you said, Naomi was going to take the brunt of whatever what was going to happen on that side of the fence because, you know, you weren't going to have Jay taking too many bumps. And you're going to have Bianca, like you said, coming in with the hot tag and recovering from everything. I think Naomi was kind of affected by the cold. She's one of the ones that was affected by the cold that I was talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. Because you could kind of feel, you know, she was kind of off. She was a little slow in her movements and whatnot. You know, she wasn't, I don't think she was feeling real comfortable out there tonight. But, I mean, she got all of her stuff in. Damage Control got all of their stuff in. I mean, Kyrie got her elbow in. You didn't get any finishes from Dakota and Asuka, but you know they were getting some of their things, some of their stuff in. They played the match like they knew they were going to be beat, you know, pretty much. So and you know, like I said, between Bianca and Jade, they got all of their shit in. So I mean, it was a good match overall. Everybody looked good. Like I said, Naomi was having some struggles, but overall, it was a good match. You know, I was very happy with the outcome.
I think we get a lazy setup, and this is me being the wrestling conspiracy theorist. I think at some point we have to have someone in that dynamic, and I think it's going to be like Naomi and Bianca battling for the tag titles, and then Jade turns or becomes the heel and all of that. And then we set up a Jade and Bianca for SummerSlam.
Oh yeah, it's going to end up, but that's going to be the way it eventually ends up. Yeah.
Cause there's no, and there's no other wrestlers that are physically imposing. It's either Charlotte or Bianca that are physically imposing for Jay Cargill.
Or Nia Jax.
Yeah, I was gonna say we're gonna leave Nia out. Like,
Okay, I'm sorry. I forgot who I was talking to.
Yeah, you can't leave. Hey, you can't leave out Nia Jax over here.
Yeah, I know. Because I probably won't be like in like 10 minutes, I'm gonna be cut off.
James King says, I like the Avengers moniker they used. Them yams was delicious. See,
oh, yes, sir. I think I posted that to you or text that. To
yeah, you. Yes, you did. Now. Yes, you did. Raj said he will be there tomorrow night, talking about Solo. The match was decent, C+ match. This is what James King is saying. C+ match, too cold to really drag matches out. Yeah, the weather seemed like it was affecting a lot of people. Plus, Jade and Asuka got X Twitter beef or Twitter heat.
Okay.
Snuka Dota coming back too. Tamina, that's what I've been waiting for because we were talking about that last week and we were talking about formidable tag teams. And, you know, not just thrown together teams, but actual tag teams that actually made sense. And I was like, Samoan Slaughterhouse. I think they can make a run for the women's title, and if things would actually go right and you could actually put the Riot Squad back together, the Riot Squad would take Damage Control out to the woodshed. Just my opinions.
Okay.
And then Raj chimes in. Yams.
Oh,
yams.
Dum diddy. Dum diddy.
And James King says, true that. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's
I'm just saying. You can't get past the yams, man. I mean, come on.
You can pass the yams. Can't get past them.
Can't get past them now. I mean, you can throw. You can even throw Oscar in there too. Now Oscar ain't lacking in the yams either.
Not at all. This is a hot take. Raj says Jay still can't wrestle. She lucky she fine.
No, yeah.
But see, you kind of got to give Jay the pass. Kind of. Because, I mean, she was training in the AEW. They gave her the Goldberg run with the 50 wins. They gave her the belt. They created a belt just for her. You know, she didn't have to do but so much. But then she left AEW. She goes to WWE, and she has to learn a whole nother style of wrestling. WWE style wrestling is a different style of wrestling than any other style. They have their own style of wrestling in WWE. So she's still learning. She's still doing her thing, you know. You gotta give her some kind of curve, you know, let her get some in ring. What's that face, KG?
Nothing. No Me Too moments tonight. Cause
James King said it.
All of them married. They all married.
Yeah, and Jay Cargill. Jay Cargill is just as disappointing as her husband was as a shortstop for the Cleveland Indians.
Damn, rough
on your people. See, that's why black people can't get ahead these days. Y'all don't want to give them a shot at nothing. Y'all rough on your own people. Hey. Crabs in a barrel up in here. Lord have mercy.
If you write franchise on your sneakers and you go and you stay in Cleveland for 2 years or 3 years and you don't do nothing, then We got something for you, and there's four fingers.
Hey, look, he's manifesting. He's putting it in the universe. He's putting it in the air. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're supposed to do. You know, if you feel like you're great, you're supposed to say it. You know what I'm saying?
I got four fingers in the conversation that won't talk, and I got one that will speak explicitly. So you take that out.
A thumb is okay. Not a finger.
Well, hey, then I got three.
Okay. You know, here's the funny thing. I swear, I thought that.
Jay I'm trying Cargill, to stay in the bandwidth of not getting us in trouble.
Well, I thought Jay Cargill was married to somebody totally different. I did not know that's who she was married to.
Yeah, she married to Brandon Phillips.
Didn't I know that? James King says, Bailey before the injury definitely had heavy yams. Man, she still got heavy yams.
Man, this
is about to go off the rails. Because you know KG Gross. And women wrestlers. Jesus Christ.
She got a great future behind her.
I know that's right.
But
wait till tomorrow.
Whew. Lord, hopefully, if the pants can continue.
Reel it in, KG.
I'm reeling. Damn, I lost my pace. Hold on.
We got a tuna on the hook. Reel it in. We got a tuna on the hook. Reel it in, bro.
Oh Lord.
Oh, we ain't even talked about GCW Collective. Oh Perry, I don't have fight.
Did he
The fight app, Sumo. Yeah, he sent me the video. What are we talking about? Oh my God.
Time out.
Pickin' Juice 0.0. That's it.
Oh my God. Sumo, why?
I gotta say this. Every year for WrestleMania, Perry, he normally comes on and breaks down GCW, and here he is in the comments. God, I'm glad you here.
Speaking of the devil, and he shows up. Look at him. What's up, Perry?
No.
Thank you for the video. I'm waiting to see the replay on that, though.
Oh, my Lord.
And look, Ryder, I know y'all trying to calm us down over here. I know we the outlaws and whatnot. You and BJ, you know, you got us on a clock now. You're holding on to us and trying to rein us in. But we gotta be us, man. We gotta be us. That's why y'all like us. That's why people want us, because we are who we are. We can't change. The change will be, the change has to come slowly.
The revolution will not be televised.
Look. You know that picture of the two oceans coming together, but they never mix? You can't talk about the revolution not being televised while I'm talking about Yamish. Those two things can't come together right now.
I feel like I'm 2 seconds from a coach talking about things happening in the shower, you know, and it's two wild mongooses. But I'm not even gonna go there. I'm gonna let y'all have this. Come on.
But it was a GCW for the culture. If you have not seen it, please, the not only the matches, but also the events that led up to it, was actual musical events, everything. Faye Jackson said she ain't drinking Hennessy no more. And I'm like, don't do that. Please, don't stop. Don't stop your love. Go on, baby. Like, oof. And you know what, Perry? I got to send him the video because he'll understand why we going crazy.
No. He sent me the video.
No, I got to send it to Midnight Rider.
No, you gotta send it to Ryder. Oh yeah. I've seen the video.
And
Hogan, yeah, no doubt. Kira Hogan is included in that conversation. Yeah.
Perry said, "Thick and Juice." Yes. Raj said, "This man just did another wardrobe change." Like, I feel like I'm still pimping. Like.
I don't know what you told my man.
Raj said, let Jay cut her teeth in NXT. And
no.
You don't think that'd be good for her?
She's too big for NXT.
Exactly.
She's too big for NXT. Plus, coming in, they already set her up for the ones that we've already talked about. They already set her up for Nia Jax. They've already set her up for Bianca. They've already set her up for baby Charlotte Flair. You know, we talked about everybody that they're going to, and they were talking about this when they first signed her.
Yep.
So to send her to NXT, I mean, I understand that for people looking for smoother moveset and, you know, smoother transitions from her and all this and that. Everybody ain't built the same way. Everybody ain't going to learn the same way.
But then,
I mean,
the other thing is, you got Nia Jax. So, like, Nia isn't exactly the most smoothest in transition person in the business. So, like, you gotta cut your.
Plus the fact, you still got people in the WWE that's going around here breaking people's necks and taking them out of wrestling.
Right. Exactly.
You ain't putting them down to NXT.
Yep.
So I mean, shoot, you know, leave Jade alone. Get out that girl's bag.
Perry said, "Faye Jackson was wild in that at Wale Mania." Yeah, Yeah, I seen the videos that, yeah. And she showed up with Alex Kane for his match with Suge D. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she, yeah, she should, because she's Boomaya Fight Club. Yeah.
KG, that's what I thought was on that picture for the Alexandria match that I sent.
No, that was
I know what it's now.
That was Nyla Rose.
Yeah, I know now in hindsight.
See that right there.
Yeah, I know.
That's Faye Jackson.
Just about to go off the rails right real quick.
Okay, let's bring it back. Next matchup. Next matchup was Sami Zayn versus Gunther. Oh, and previous match, we all picked Black Girl Magic all the way across the board. Next matchup. Intercontinental Champion Gunther versus Sami Zayn, Midnight Rider. What were your thoughts on this match?
I thought we took a very roundabout way to get to Sami Zayn, like pushing Gunther up into the heavyweight title match. That's really what this is. We took the belt off of Gunther so he can challenge whether it's Seth or whether it's Roman. Whether it's Cody for the heavyweight title. Like, we were giving him his free pass. And that's all this was. But we had to make it dramatic. We had to make it, like, I don't know. There were parts of the match that just felt like I knew when things happened. It was like, all right, we gotta get Sammy over and Gunther over so everything makes sense. That's all I got.
Sumo?
Well, you kind of knew it was going to... I didn't know until today that it was going to happen. Because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we all chose Gunther, right?
No. You and the People's Choice Don Rodriguez chose Gunther. This guy right here chose Sami Zayn because I knew since last week.
Okay, well, congratulations to you on that one. So, I wasn't really sure. That's why I chose Gunther. But going into the match with all the pomp and circumstance that they gave Sammy coming in, going into the match, you know, the talk with the last minute talk with Chad Gable, the pump up with Kevin Owens before he goes out, to talk with his wife and his kid and everything, and then to top it all off, today was Gunther's 666th day in his title reign. If I'd have known that little bit, I would have chose Sammy. Just off of that. So yeah, but I mean, everybody knew that once he got rid of the Intercontinental belt, then yes, he was definitely going to be next in line for one of the heavyweight world titles. So yeah, it's just time, and we need more people in to compete for that belt. Because I mean, you're getting ready to lose Seth. Seth is gonna go off and gain rest up for a while. You're getting ready to lose Roman once he loses the belt. Because he's gonna be gone for about 6 months. The Rock, they say The Rock is gonna stick around a little bit, but is he really going to be in title contention? Is he really going to be a title contender, or is he just going to be a placeholder?
Mouthpiece.
So, yeah, pretty much. So, we need people in to kind of to contend, and who better than Gunther?
Midnight Rider had to go, so we're going to continue this thing as a two-man power trip. I don't know where the People's Choice Don Rodriguez is. He's still out there playing chauffeurs. Let's get some of these comments real quick. Perry said Cocoa Butter Combat Club.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah.
He says Gunther is about long title reigns and it being special when he drops the belt. This was special. I feel it was. And I just kind of felt that once he passed the Honky Tonk Man, and it seems like they're trying to take all the records from the Golden Era and erase them. Not erase them, but they're trying to get past them and set new records. And I understand it to a standpoint, but it happens. James King said, I think it's Drew versus Gunther, which, hey, I agree with that. Because like you said, Sumo, Seth Rollins leaving. He got to rest up. The knee's bad. So he got to rest up. He's going to drop that belt tomorrow to Drew. And then you go Drew versus Gunther. That's going to be a feud that you can stretch that out for 6 months with good writing.
Will he drop it?
Yeah. If he don't drop it tomorrow, he's going to drop it on one of the shows.
I think you're going to have your cash in tomorrow.
I think so, too.
So I think your cash in comes tomorrow.
But I don't see them putting Damian. I don't see, unless something catastrophic happens, I don't see them putting the belt on Damian Priest. Not yet. Not yet.
I can see it. I can definitely see it. because we're already in the process of the judgment breaking up, and they're already talking about making Damian Priest a baby face. So that's how you put him and Drew together, is by giving the belt to Damian Priest, and they jump him out of the Judgment Day, and he becomes a babyface, and then then Drew comes after him for the belt. So you got your babyface versus your heel. Like y'all always like it. Y'all know, you know y'all don't like heels versus heels around here. You know, we've had this discussion in the past. So, you know, you got your baby face going up against Drew, like y'all like. So yeah, that's how it's gonna go. That's how it's most likely gonna go down.
Perry said, once you saw Gunther John with Sammy's wife, once you saw Sammy come out, he kissed his wife, he hugged his kid. I was like, this is done. This is over. Sammy's got this. It's no way they're going to build him up to make him lose in front of his young son. Nah.
Now, well, they did it before, though. They did it already.
Yeah. Why go back to the well again? That well's dry. Now, this is the attitude there. He would have took 19 chicken shots and busted open.
It was when Kevin Owens met him before he got the gorilla to convince me. That's when it was like, okay, yeah, we're going to have a title change tonight.
James King said, looks like Seth tweaked his knee off the top rope. It looks like that wasn't kayfabe, but it looked like that was legit. But, you know, he has a torn meniscus, I think. And that hurts like hell anyway. So it looked like he really messed himself up. So we'll see.
Plus he'd already had surgery on that knee. So
he's walking with a limp tomorrow. We'll know. Raj says, I get all that, but they did it wrong. Yes, they did. Perry Rock starting production on a movie this month. Expect him to be gone after Monday. Damn. Okay.
But he is going to be coming back, though. I mean, he's only supposed to be gone for like a month.
Then he said Damian gets the belt tomorrow night. Oh, man. That's a rough one, then. Raj called it a match of the night.
I would agree with Gunther Sammy being match of the night. I would agree with that.
ain't gonna pass Bruno, and that's what James King said. I said that the same.
Never. That was never an issue. Never even the cards. I mean, because you need to think about this. Okay, you need to think about it. 1,474 days is Hulk Hogan's record at number two. Okay, think about that. That's over 4 years. That's almost 4 years.
Yeah.
Bruno Sammartino is 2,803 days at number one. That's 7.5 years. That's not going to happen. I mean, it's enough that in this day and age, you have a champion that's been held holding a belt for as long as he's held it. What'd they say? It was 1,305 days, I think.
Something like that.
Something like that. Even though it's still not longer than Trisha Dora and her 1,338 day reign as Pan-African World Diaspora World Champion. I had to get one more in since he only got like another couple weeks before he passed. You know, I had to get it in at least one more time. You know,
I was telling the kids, I said, nobody's going to pass Bruno, but you know, they count that as two different reigns, right? They count Bruno as WWF.
No.
WWF.
He's on the list twice. He's on the list twice. He's at number one with 2803, but he's number four at 1,200 and some change. Mm. He did have the belts in two different reigns. It was like 4,000 days altogether, but he does have, he's at number four. He already passed Bruno once at number four. He's not going to be number. Roman will never be number one.
Nah,
he never meant to be number one.
Nah.
Yeah, he. Like I said, September 13th of 2024 would be 1,475. If he doesn't lose the belt tomorrow night to Cody. He'll make it to September.
James King says, I agree he leaves Judgment Day, but because he couldn't cash in, talking about Damian Priest. Both knees for Seth. Yeah, I think he's really hurting. Perry, Seth been playing hurt. Rest coming. So, and speaking of rest coming, you had The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. That was your main event. Entrances were great, but what did you think about the match as a whole, newbie and sumo?
Like I said, it started off a little slow for me. You know, I understand they wanted to get the Rock Hogan thing going with the, you know, everybody just standing there looking at the crowd and whatnot, getting crowd reaction and whatnot. And, you know, started a little slow. I knew it wouldn't be Cody and The Rock up front starting the match. I knew that. Once it got going, you know, I was kind of happy with the way things were progressing. You know, I was dreading that sharpshooter showing up. Oh my God, I hate when The Rock does that.
What's the Rock sharpshooter? When it happened, I was like, oh, yeah, Sumo ain't going to like this too much.
I was like, as soon as he started working on the leg, I was like, oh, my God, here we go. But, it turned out the way that I thought it would. You know, they kind of teased it like it wasn't going to happen, but you knew it was going to happen. It had to happen so that they could bring in everybody that they wanted to bring in tomorrow night since – they brought in nobody tonight. They saved everybody for tomorrow night. So, I mean, it happened the way it should have happened. It happened the way it needed to happen. And we'll just have to see what happens tomorrow night.
Perry said, Suge got the belt now. He also says, match was garbage with a good ending. And the right ending. Worst sharpshooter ever. I ain't gonna say it's the greatest. I mean, I personally, I never knew what the sharpshooter was till I was a grown man. So I knew what
the Rock you still know.
James King says, I thought that was the match of the night with false finishes. Roman sparing Rock makes you think for tomorrow. Great match psychology. It got better. It was a slow build for me. But I was just like, is this going to be my main event? Like, it felt like it started too early for me. They came out at 10 o'clock. And by 10:30, they hadn't even started yet. We had a half an hour just for entrances. And I was like, okay. Well,
I told you that. I told you that last week. I was like, what's the – well, I tried to make it part of our picks. The over-under on how long it's going to take for all four of them to come out for their entrances.
And what's crazy, that could have been a tiebreaker because we're going to need a tiebreaker. We're going to need a tiebreaker because we've picked along the same lines every match except for one. And that is the RKO Logan Paul Kevin Owens match. That's the only one we got. If Don wins that match, we're all tied up. All tied up if Don wins
that match.
Right now, you and I are tied. Because out of the three matches that we had, that we all picked different, I got one, you got one. You got Awesome Truth, I got Sami Zayn. People's Choice has zero. He gets one. We're going to have a tiebreaker because we got to crown a new champion. I can't go another month with him being champion. I can't do it. At this present point, if this is a triple threat and I knew I wasn't going to win, I swear I had to hit him with a chair shot so you can pin him. And then I just had to come after you. But I can't. And we've been doing this for so long, it's kind of hard picking against y'all because we got the same philosophy sometimes. And a lot of times, so, Perry said needed that for Dwayne. Motherfuckers in his 50s. Yeah, if you notice, he didn't take very many bumps tonight either. He took
four or five. He didn't. He didn't take that many. The man, they said it themselves. The man ain't been in the ring in 12 years, except for that 6 second squash that he had with Eric Rowan a few years back. Yeah, he ain't been in the rain.
Perry said, who picked Logan? The man that's sitting next to me. I picked Kevin Owens. People's Choice picked RKO. But he winning. No.
Great minds think alike.
James King said show was billed for 3.5 hours. System at 7 started at 7 p.m. Coco did a great job with the anthem. I did watch that. Coco and Perry agreed. Coco was great. Yeah, I did watch. I normally don't watch the national anthem, but it was Coco Jones. So, and if you haven't watched Bel Air on Peacock, please go watch Bel Air on Peacock. Because she's on there as Hillary Banks, and she plays a damn good role on there. Like, she is talented. I love her on Bel Air.
Yeah, I didn't know who she was.
Yeah. Perry Jones said, not supposed to unless you want him in the ICU. He ain't Sting. he said, go listen to her album. She can sing, though. She can really sing. Really sing. And James King, yes, she does. Yeah, she's talented. They say her and Jennifer Hudson look alike. But then they sat down side by side and you kind of see where they don't look alike. But
yeah, I don't get Jennifer Hudson.
My feelings for Jennifer Hudson are different. Perry says, Grammy nominated. Yes. Yes. She was robbed. And James King said nothing alike. So I agree. And no from Perry. No. I'm upset with Jennifer Hudson because of what she did with David Otunga. Together 10 years, that man wanted to get married, and she was like, yeah, no. I don't want to. Then tried to take him to court after he'd been the primary parent there all that time. But I'm not gonna get into that. That's shade room stuff for me. But anyway. Overall thoughts on night one, so we can get out of here.
Overall, it was a good setup for tomorrow. Everything happened the way it should have happened as far as setting up for tomorrow. So the night one did the job it was supposed to do. I pretty much enjoyed it for the most part. I also enjoyed the NXT show. The NXT show was very good. The match between Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams was a very good main event. The Ilya Dragunov versus Tony D'Angelo match was very good as well. So even the three-way with for the North American Championship, that was a good match too. So I mean, it was only five matches on the card, and they were all good. So if you get a chance to look at the NXT show, you know, you might want to check that out as well. But overall, for the night one, I'm pretty much satisfied with what happened, where everything went down.
You talk about NXT. You said, what's his name? Trick Williams?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that was in, that got the thing with Lash Legend, right?
Yeah, that's the dude that kissed Lash Legend, yeah.
Yeah. You talk about watching that, going back and watching that. If my wife finds out that Trick Williams is on NXT show, she's definitely going to go back and watch. She's a Trick Williams fan now.
Well, that was the Carmelo Hayes Trick Williams match was the main event.
Mm.
So, yeah.
She's a Trick Williams fan, so. James King said old school Aaliyah. Victoria Monet earned that from Perry. James King said, well said. And Perry said, Trick and Mello delivered and that three-way. Yep. Overall, night one, we're so used to night one being so over the top that night two can't follow it. Especially, what was that? Was that 21? Was that 20 or 21 when we had the, that was 21. We had the Boneyard match. And the Undertaker, that Boneyard match was the main event. And you so geeked up for it, night two couldn't live up to it. It seems like they flipped it around this year. They right. gave an action-packed night one, but it kind of leaves you thirsting for more when it comes down to night two. So I think night two is going to blow the roof. Well, ain't no roof on Lincoln Financial, but it's going to blow.
Yeah, and I forgot that. I started talking about the weather. I was like, oh, man, it is an open-air stadium, isn't it? So I was like, wow, it's rough out there, folks.
Ross, he took a rock bottom on the announce table. Yeah, he did. And then he took that spear from Roman. That looked like that hurt. But yeah. I'm going to say this. And I had to realize what I was watching. I'm not watching 26-year-old Rock. We're 25 years later. I'm not watching that Rock. I'm watching 50-year-old Rock. So it's not going to be the same movements and things like that. And he hasn't been in the ring for quite some time. So the ring rust is going to show, and it did show, but it was expected. It gave you what you were looking for. So.
And Rock needed to retire them boots too.
I was a little upset because when I was looking, I was like, he ain't got the boots on. He ain't got the boots on. I'm done.
He does have the boots on. He ain't got the calves he had for them boots. The only reason he made them boots like that was because his calves were so big. Now, yeah. They look like regular boots now. They just like, you know, what's the point?
Somebody skipped leg day. Perry said night one was underwhelming, but served its purpose for night two. I agree with that.
Right. Right. Yeah.
James said Boneyard / mini movie. Yeah, that's what that was. That's what that was. That was a mini movie to send the Undertaker off. And I think that was one of the best ways to send them off too. Because it was really good. I think that was what FTR's last match in WWE as well.
Yeah. No, not FTR. Not FTR. It was at that time it was Gallows and Anderson.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Gallows and Anderson's last time before they got fired.
I thought that was when all the
No. Remember, the contracts was up because that was a whole controversy. Remember, the contracts was up. Their contracts was up at the same time as AJ Styles, so they were all talking about leaving together. And then they talked all of them into signing, but Gallows and Anderson didn't really want to. So they had AJ talk them into re-signing and gave them a sweet deal. Then they all signed, making sure that AJ signed. And then they ended up firing him like a couple of months later. So AJ wound up saying that it was Paul Heyman's fault because Paul Heyman was the one that was kind of the one that was representing Vince and them, kind of talking them into everything. And AJ had a beef with Paul Heyman for a good while after that. He was talking a bunch of crap about it. But it was Gallows and Anderson at that time. I think FTR had already left, or they were on their way out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they all left around the same time.
Yeah.
And Perry said, but once again, Faye Jackson. Yes,
Lord. Yeah, now that the morality police have left. Hell yeah.
And he said, wish you could end with that second video. I said, oh man, I wish we could too. Only problem with that, we just keep constantly getting hit with those. So, hey, I can do this all day long. And I can just sit here and just talk and talk. So,
right.
Thank you for joining us tonight. We will be back tomorrow morning. 11 a.m. for the Sunday Rise. Get on up with us. And we will be doing picks 13. What it be, Jason? 13 through 9, I believe, of the NFL draft. Is that what we doing? Yep, 13 through 9 for the NFL draft. And then we'll be back again after night two is over. Well, myself and the People's Choice, Nubian Sumo, will be on special assignment, possibly. So until then. Enjoy this sight.
Enjoy. You're talking?
No, we're not. Enjoy this sight as we ease on up out of here. Thank you for joining us. See you in the morning and then see you again tonight. I think I'm supposed to say diversify your bonds.
Tranquilo, Arsenio, cabrón.
All right.